Welcome to the NewsHour. President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a plan today to end the war in Gaza. But Hamas has yet to agree, and there are questions about its implementation. Nick Schifrin begins our coverage.
Today at the White House, a presidential pronouncement of the end of an era.
This is eternity. This is for forever.
It has been 724 days since Hamas's October 7 terrorist attacks. 724 days of war in Gaza. And if Hamas accepts this deal, the guns would fall silent within 72 hours.
There shouldn't have to be a shot fired. Maybe for eternity.
I support your plan to end the war in Gaza, which achieves our war aims. It will bring back to Israel all our hostages, dismantle Hamas's military capabilities, end its political rule, and ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel.
In a 20-point plan released by the White House, the deal would release all 50 Israeli hostages currently in Gaza, both dead and alive. Israeli soldiers would withdraw in phases, marked in a White House map, but remain in what the plan calls a security buffer zone.
Gaza will be demilitarized. Israel will retain security responsibility, including a security perimeter for the foreseeable future.
But the plan declares, quote, the conditions may finally be in place for a credible pathway to Palestinian self-determination and statehood.
There are many Palestinians who wish to live in peace. Many, I've seen so many of them. And they have support. And I challenge the Palestinians to take responsibility for their destiny, because that's what we're giving them.
Hamas would not be allowed to govern Gaza, and fighters who renounced violence would receive amnesty. Foreign troops would provide security and train Palestinian police. And until the Palestinian Authority, quote, has completed its reform program, Gaza would be run by a transitional body called the Board of Peace, chaired by President Trump and including former British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
The PA could have no role whatsoever in Gaza without undergoing a radical and genuine transformation. And that means ending pay to slay, changing the poisonous textbooks that teach hatred to Jews, to Palestinian children, stopping incitement in the media, ending lawfare against Israel at the ICC, the ICJ, recognizing the Jewish state, and many, many other reforms.
Regional officials tell PBS NewsHour tonight that Qatar and Turkey are pressuring Hamas to accept the deal. But if they don't, Israel will proceed with its current plans to take over Gaza City.
I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
This can be done the easy way, or it can be done the hard way. But it will be done.
So far in Gaza, it has been the hard way. There's destruction as far as the eye can see. And the sky today is scattered with cautions, Israeli messages urging Gazans to evacuate. Satellite images show Israel is razing what's left of Gaza City. That's Sheikh Radwan neighborhood, once a densely populated area, now flattened. Today, from Gazans, we heard desperate skepticism.
They negotiate, and we are living under the fire, under oppression and injustice. Every day, Gaza is being annihilated, and the unjust world watches us. Until when?
We're dying, for God's sake, as you can see this destruction. Who will rebuild this destruction? Who will? Who will do this to Gaza?
That is an understatement. The end of the war will require seemingly insurmountable rebuilding, assuming the two sides can finally end this war.
Tonight, two regional officials confirm that Qatar and Egypt have formally presented the plan to Hamas. There has been no response yet, but Amna, Hamas would have to release all of the hostages before a full Israeli withdrawal. That is not something that Hamas has been willing to accept so far.
Nick, I know you've been on also reporting on the fact that during the meeting at the White House, the president facilitated a phone call. Tell us about that and why it matters.
Yeah, an extraordinary phone call between the prime ministers of Israel and Qatar some 3 weeks after Israel bombed Qatar's capital, Doha, aiming for but missing Hamas's political leaders. And today in the Oval Office, President Trump calling Doha's prime minister with Bibi Netanyahu in the room. And Netanyahu said he, quote, regrets that a Qatari was killed in the attack and, quote, has no plan to violate your sovereignty again. Steve Witkoff, the ambassador tonight, called that an apology. It certainly was a rare mea culpa from Netanyahu, Amna, on the very day that he agreed to the president's peace plan, despite the fact that he has been saying that he would handle Hamas once and for all on the battlefield. Amna.
Nick Schifrin reporting tonight on our lead story from the White House. Nick, thank you.
Thank you.